Twinkies Festival, Saturday, October 14th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
It is all about the Twinkie here this weekend. Yeah, big day there. Will be Twinkies for all. Fairgrounds, 9 until, just about 4 o'clock on Saturday. They've got the Twinkie Eating Contest. They've got carnival games. Don't forget to get the kids signed up for the Boxcar Derby. That will be, by the way, at Emporia State, right near the Hyper Building. You know, the little hill that runs down from the upper level there, the tennis courts down into the lower level parking lot. That's exactly where the Boxcar Derby will be taking place. But live music, fun for all day. The 5th Annual Twinkies Festival coming up Saturday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Good morning, it's 8:25.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Yes, it is at 8:25, and we are very pleased to be joined this morning by Lisa Keith, David Traylor Zoo Director, and by Colleen Mitchell, Education Coordinator for the David Traylor Zoo. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic. It's a great morning. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful out there. Colleen, how are you?
I'm doing great, too. I'm a little chilly, but I'm doing great.
Perfect morning out there, 37 degrees. You can't beat this. This is fall morning, a crisp fall morn out there. Well, we're into mid-October, and the thoughts of many turn to Halloween. And the David Traylor Zoo is no exception. And Lisa, Boo in the Zoo coming up here soon, huh?
Yes, Boo in the Zoo is coming, and we're inviting everyone, families, to come out to our safe little environment here at the David Traylor Zoo, and children in costume can trick-or-treat around the zoo. Our event is from 4 to 5:30 on Halloween evening, and it's just going to be lots and lots of fun.
Well, Colleen, how much fun will there be out there?
Well, there's always lots and lots of things to do, and we're family-friendly, so all ages are welcome. We have a lot of community support, and this year we decided maybe we would purposely ask some other groups, and so I'm going to put that little shout-out to people, that we would like to offer you a spot along our trick-or-treat trail, and we'll recognize your group, and you can bring your candy and help us. We have sometimes over 800 kids that come through, and that's a lot of candy. Now, we do have sororities that help, the high school JAG and AVID students. Monica Graves and her tooth fairies bring toothbrushes, which is really appropriate for the event, too. And docents will play all kinds of just quick and fun games. We've been doing this for over 20 years, and every year there's still surprises, and it's still really exciting and fun. We try to make the activities go quickly, but we know sometimes people have to wait in line, and we're sorry about that. But it's a great venue and so much fun to have this free community event. We do it just for the fun.
Just for the fun, just for the kids. And, you know, you see kids and parents alike, Lisa, donning great costumes out there, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, ghosts, goblins, fairies. You never know. It might be a minion that you come across, but it's just so much fun. And to add on to what Colleen was talking about, we also have rollers, people who've been doing this with us for a long time, rollers in the Emporia Fire Department, the Emporia Police Department, Cable One, Walmart, and the KVOE Rolling Radio Show is always here. So we really have a great time, and it is fun, it's safe, and all the kids are kind of contained within the zoo area, which is very, very nice. And the haunted train down Sertoma's haunted train will also be running that night from 4 to 6. So once you get done here, you just zip right on down there.
What a bonus that is,
yeah.
The haunted train, too, yeah. Colleen, you're mentioning you're encouraging groups to participate. What kind of groups are you looking for?
Well, any kind of service group, if they want to call the zoo office at 341-4365, we'll get the name of your organization and a representative's name and an email contact information. But we would just like to invite as much participation as we can get. It takes a lot of people in order to have our trick-or-treat trail run through the zoo. And we've had people call us, and we've always had that kind of support, and we just thought this year we'll just purposely ask some service groups. So the more the merrier, and we'll get that information, and we'll get a spot for you.
It is a great way to kick off Halloween, kind of an early evening event at the David Traylor Zoo. What about parking, Lisa? What do you suggest?
Well, you know, we have many places that you can park. The Veterans Memorial here behind the Zoo Education Center, the Zoo Education Center parking lot here in front of the office, all the way up and down the street, and also down in Soden's Grove Park. So I think there's plenty of room for people to park. Just plan on being here early, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, it is always a fun event. It's a free event, and tell you what, it does not get any more family-friendly than this. And what do the animals think of all these scary creatures that are walking around there, Lisa?
Well, you know, it's quite interesting. Sometimes the mountain lion, Flint, really gets really excited by all the enrichment that he gets as the kids go by in costume, and which is fun for the animals. I think it's just as fun for them as it is for us, as well as the kids who are coming and see all the other costumes. And if you don't want to come and trick-or-treat, you know, if you just want to come and sit on a bench and watch, it's so much fun to watch the little parade of kids going through the zoo.
It really is a spectator sport to watch that. What a study of humanity out there that day. And I'm sure the animals are thinking, why aren't there cages around these people out there that day? Sure, that's it. So again, what time do things start on a Halloween, Lisa?
4 o'clock, runs till 5:30 here at the zoo. And then again, the Sertoma train will run until 6.
All right. Well, to put this in animal lingo, Colleen, you are a lame duck employee out there right now?
Well, I guess that's one way of saying it. Yes, I guess so.
So you announced.
But there's always something to do at the zoo,
yes,
and I'm
going
to continue to be supporting that and doing things at the zoo. So
for people who did not,
I won't be too lame.
People did not know Colleen announced her retirement from the education coordinator position effective in mid-December. So you still got a couple of months left to go.
I do.
Now, let's see, before we let you go, though, Lisa, happy holidays. That's not too far off. We've been talking a lot of Thanksgiving things here this morning, so let's kind of save the date for your happy holidays event.
Yes, November the 21st, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, is the big evening. So everybody put that on your calendars and be ready to come down and help us count down to flip those lights on.
So when do the lights actually start going up? When does that preparation start, Lisa?
As soon as Halloween is over, the horticulture department will start working on that. That's kind of one of their winter activities that they do. So when they're not being the green thumbs, they're being the bright thumbs
putting
up all the lights.
It certainly is. It certainly is beautiful. So Boo in the Zoo, 4 o'clock on Halloween. Get the kids out there. And as Lisa mentioned, we will be broadcasting live from that great event at the David Traylor Zoo. Boo in the Zoo, coming up on Halloween. Lisa, Colleen, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
See you later. Colleen Mitchell, who's the education coordinator at the David Traylor Zoo, and zoo director, Lisa Keith. It is Boo in the Zoo, 4 p.m. on Halloween. KVOE Live and Local, 833, 37 degrees. Stay tuned. Headlines on the way.
Have you been looking at the same flooring for the last few decades and all of a sudden the orange shadow?